family. It's such an important part of the way we think about the body of Christ. Let's discover more through God's encouraging word together today. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor. And today's message, The Best Family Ever, reminds us not only that we can come into the family of God, but there's some wonderful benefits and responsibilities of being a part of the best family ever. As we open the Word, you need to know there are brothers and sisters, we use that term very importantly, on the line at 866-899-WORD to talk and pray with you right now. That's 866-899-9673, or at the other end of tewonline.org. We'll connect keyboard to keyboard. That's tewonline.org. Now, today's message, The Best Family Ever, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Father, what an incredible thing it is that we can know that there are no orphans of God. What an amazing, amazing fact of God's Word that we've been adopted as sons and daughters of the God Most High when we trust you as Savior and Lord to be part of a family, the greatest family ever. And then, Lord, in our human expression, Lord, how blessed we are to see so many, even amongst our own, adopting sons and daughters from around the globe, taking on children in foster care and people who just reach out and give so much joy, and in so doing receive more joy than one could possibly imagine. This is wonderful to be here today, Lord. We worship you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a great day. It's wonderful to see you. And when I got in my motor car this morning, I had to get it started and cranked up and just warm a little bit, you know, before I got in there. I'm such a softie, but at any rate, I got to get one of those motor cars, if someone would like to give me one, that you just sit in your living room and you start it right there. I thought that would really suit my personality, you know? And it's great. Isn't this wonderful that we can worship the Lord like this today? What a wonderful blessing. What an amazing blessing. What an amazing blessing. Never dreamt that I would have children. Two sons and a daughter serving the Lord as they are today. And what a great thing to think about. I just thought, you know, I wonder what the young people that we baptized, I wonder, we're baptizing 16 people today, and I just wonder what it is they are going to pass on to their sons and daughters. What a difference they're going to make in America. The workplace, the schoolhouse, on that campus. What a blessing. And you know, today we are highlighting orphans and adoption. We're thinking about the fact that there are children out there. A lot of them. They got no mommy and daddy to hug them. Just think about that. I every time I turn on the TV, notwithstanding all the stuff, you know, you look at Syria and the war that's going on, I tell you, nothing gets to me like when I look at those little children, man. Right? You know what I'm saying? Just forget all the Assads and Russia and America and ISIS, just the ugliness, just looking at those little children in that rubble. I've often said, you know, if there was any reason to pray for wars, what's going on in our world, destruction, if there was any reason, there are lots of them, just think about the children that get caught up in the, so thankful to the Lord for the numbers of people in our own congregation, in our own community, whose hearts are reaching out, adopting sons and daughters and being blessed beyond reason. So you're going to need your Bibles by whatever means today. It might be on your iPhone or an iPad or There's a hard copy for those of you worshiping with us in the sanctuary. Just reach out, get a copy of God's Word, because I want you to see something that actually is one of the most incredible things that one could ever talk about. I want to speak to you today about the best family ever. Some of you, many of you, many of us, really looking for something that's real. I want to invite you today to become part of a family that defies human understanding. I'd like to invite you today to become part of the same family that I'm in. I'd love the honor of being able to call you my brother, my sister. I'd love to be part of your family and you to be part of my family. Let me show you how this happens. In Romans chapter 8, and I'm just going to read two verses, verse 15. The Bible says, "You did not receive the spirit of slavery." Now that little word slavery there is an ugly word, isn't it? We Americans know that. That is one of the ugliest things in our history. A scourge. We don't even want to hardly talk about it. The impact of it is still felt even in our world today. And just by the way, if I can just go on record, it's still going on in parts of the world. And the silence is deafening. There are women in the world today that are living in slavery. There are children that are living as slaves. In South Carolina, we've just been horrified. Someone who's from this area would take a young lady, murder her boyfriend, tie her up, put her in a container. People, look at me. This is today. If you have words to describe that, I don't. It is the lowest form of humanity. And look, here's what God is saying now. I'm not going to mince my words with you today. Here's what God's Word says. You did not receive the spirit of slavery. Because of what God has done, you are no longer locked up, bound in a container. Some of you are in a container right now. Yes, you're walking the streets and you've got a life and you're doing this. You're in a container. The door's locked. You've got chains around you. You're bound. I'm about to tell you how to be set free. The sheriff's department has arrived. And the sheriff is none other than the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. All right. You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. That last part of that sentence, provided we accept what it is God tells us to do in order to accept Him. Remember what Jesus said, by the way. He said, if you want to follow me, you want to follow Jesus, you want to be part of His family, deny yourself, take up the cross, follow Him. Provided we are willing to suffer with Him. Provided we are willing to take hold of the suffering of Christ on our behalf. Because it was through His death that He enabled us by His Spirit to be adopted into the family of God. I want to speak to you for just a moment about the best family ever. Now, I love family. Love it. Love family. You know me by now. By the way, do everything you can to reconcile your family. Anyone here, don't raise a hand. Anyone here today, you got divisions in your family. Ask God to help you to reconcile your family. If you're out of fellowship with anyone, first step, pray about it. Second step, forgive. Forgive whoever, whatever it is. Families become divided because something's happened. Just forgive. Ask God to do that because He's forgiven you. Let me tell you what happens when you're forgiven. You'll just be set free. I'm telling you, the reunion's sweetest thing in the world. You know, I have never in my entire life had one single bad thing or done anything wrong when it comes to my wife, Karen, my duckling. Are you kidding me? You know what it's like when you're married and you love each other and it's all wonderful and hunky-dory, and then somebody says something and you said it. No, I said it. You didn't say it. You didn't kiss me. Yes, I did. You don't tell me you love me enough. You made me a peanut butter sandwich and I wanted jelly. And you fall out of fellowship, and then you come back later and you look at each other and you say, sweetheart, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I spoke to you like that. I'm sorry that I snapped. I'm sorry that I hurt you. And she looks at you and she says, you know what? Just this once. No, she looks at you and she says, I forgive you. Hey, reunions like that are worth it, aren't they? I mean, is there anything sweeter than being reconciled?
Forgive the interruption, but isn't reconciliation one of those powerful moments in the life of a follower of Christ when you realize that God's calling you to build a bridge back? I don't know what you're going through, but I do know that by the power of God's Spirit, the Lord could be using the teaching of Dr. Don Wilton today here on The Encouraging Word to soften your heart towards a relationship that needs to be reconciled. If you'd like to have someone praying with you and for you, we stand ready to do that right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or keyboard to keyboard online at tewonline.org. Now let's dive back into today's message, The Best Family Ever, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Families love families. Adoption, you know, means a lot of things when you're adopted in a family. I just wrote down some of the things. It means love. It means love. Somebody loves me. When I'm adopted, when I'm brought in, when I'm forgiven, when I'm part of it, means acceptance. I'm accepted by a group of people. And by the way, acceptance, when it comes to families, acceptance means you are accepted in this family regardless of your personality, your style, your ups or your downs. I've got three grown children. I've got grandchildren. They are all different, and we love all of them equally, and they're all different. They all act differently. They respond differently. They speak differently. But we, here it is, it's acceptance. You know what? It's okay. I don't approve of what you've just done, but you're still my son. By the way, anyone here today, you got a son or a daughter that's really hurt you out on a limb, adopting different lifestyles, doing different things, just maybe sinning against God. Never stop loving them. Never stop accepting them. They are your children. They are your sons and daughters. And I'm also going to go on record. You are welcome in this church. This is the church where everyone can invite anyone. Because if I was to take a survey right now of all the perfect people in here, probably Steve Skinner is about the only man who would care to stand up. And we all know, to borrow a southern phrase, he ain't perfect. Just go and ask Gay. You'll get the whole scoop right there. Number three, belonging. Family, we belong. You know, there are people out there who just want to belong. You know why? They're roaming the empty streets at night. Man, is there anything more wonderful than being able to go back home? Home. Hope is a fourth When I think about family, I think about hope. You know, when you belong to a family, you always have hope, don't you? Even when it's not good, you've always got hope because you've got this group, this embrace. You know, you and I have all said it in our lives and our children, you know, at least I can always go to my daddy. At least I can always go to my mother. Isn't that an incredible statement? Yeah, I know family, that's a fifth word, and I don't use that lightly, this whole concept of family, inheritance. You know, we don't like to talk about that. Inheritance, folks, is so much more than getting someone's estate. Inheritance is tapping into the DNA. It's receiving the rootedness, the blood flow of a unit, of a group of people. That's what inheritance means. It means all the above. And when God adopts us, three things happens. Number one, He loves us. Here's why God wants to adopt you, because God loves you. Now, you're going to say to me, well, Pastor, explain that. God is love. God so loved the world. That's me. He loves you. I really want you to hear that today. Number two, when God adopts us, He justifies us. That little word there is a word that you find in the Bible. And the word there means, if you just take the first part of that word, J-U-S-T, it's a legal term, right? It means that the judge of the world declares you to be included. You know, many times you and I don't feel part. Have you ever felt isolated or alone or not a part of? There are a lot of things in life that cause us to be like left out, you know. A lot of things. And it comes down to all manners of things. And God declares us to be justified. And then thirdly, when God adopts us, He sanctifies us. Another big word there. So He loves us. He declares us justified according to His standard. And then He sanctifies us, which means when we come into His family, He doesn't say, welcome. You know, when our children are born, I have staying in my house for one more week, the cutest little thing. She's about this big. I'm just telling you, she just has stolen Chief's heart. Her name is Gabby. She's my granddaughter, born overseas. She's in my house. And we're trying to break the news slowly that she's not leaving with her parents. I mean, Chief's got to put his foot down somewhere, you know. But you know, when Gabby was born, Greg and Abby didn't go home with this brand new, beautiful little girl, put her down in her crib and say, right, okay, you got this. Gabby, you're our daughter. You're in this family. The refrigerator's in the kitchen. You need anything, help yourself. We're going out, you know. We're going out to... And by the way, just let us know and have a good time. And everything here in this house is yours. Well, it's just ludicrous, isn't it? You really think our Heavenly Father says, come on, I love you. I declare you legally according to my righteousness to be adopted into this family. Help yourself. You know what He does? He takes a people like you and me by the hand as our Abba Father. He puts such a warm embrace on us and He never lets us go. He feeds us. He tells us how to cross the road. He shows us all that's available to us. He provides every need, answers every question. So in the best, in other words, what He does is He loves us, He justifies us, He sanctifies us, and He holds us. It's a beautiful picture here, the best family ever. Now, in the best family ever, this is what happens. Number one, when you become part of the family of God, you are made spiritually aware. That's what this text is saying. The Spirit of God comes into you and you immediately are blessed with a spiritual awareness. What is the spiritual awareness? That God has adopted you into His family. God does that. It's like, wow, you did this for me? It's a spiritual thing. There's a spiritual awareness. But you're also made spiritually confident. When you're adopted into the family of God, a spiritual awareness, it's like a light comes on. Like, wow. And then you're made spiritually confident. That's what he's talking about in Romans. Spiritual confidence means that I know that I know that I know that I know that I belong to him. He has me in the palm of his hand and nobody's going to pluck me out of his hand. Now that's confidence. I need spiritual confidence. You know why I need spiritual confidence? Because life is filled with every kind of circumstance one can imagine. Greater is he that's in me than the one that's in the world, that old devil. He gives me a spiritual confidence. And then you are made spiritually hopeful when you're adopted into the family of God. Spiritually hopeful? Yeah. That means that the moment you give your life to Christ, if I could use a modern term, the light comes on. I can't tell you the number of people over the years that I've met that have gone through a period of time in their life, they didn't know Jesus, they gave their life to Christ, and then you'll hear them say things like this. Wow, if only I had known the joy. I've had people say to me many times, if only I had given my life to Christ earlier, if I had known what it means to be part of a family like this. Folks, I am, in a positive way, I am jealous of our church family. In a positive sense, I'm jealous of it. In other words, if I could, I wish that every person listening to the sound of my voice today who's not part of a church family because they've given their life to Christ, please, I beg of you, give your heart to Jesus. You cannot imagine the spiritual awareness, the spiritual confidence, and the spiritual hope that immediately becomes yours when you become part of a family like this. One of the things today I'm going to ask you is, have you done it? Are you part of this church family? Or are you still sitting just on the other side of the fence and paying this family a visit every now and again? Come on in. Sit down. You know, my wife and I, the other day, somebody invited us to come and have a meal with them in their family. It was, you know, we do this kind of thing all the time. I wish we could do it with everybody. And you know, just for Karen and I to walk into an unbelievable family's home and just be in another and to feel so welcome, so welcome. I can look around this congregation today and you know who I see? I see family. You know, I baptized my brother David just a minute ago and I love him. He's part of my family. We're family. We go walking, and I'm talking to certain people here. We go walking at night, and we see each other on the road. And here I am, you know, trying to impress the neighborhood. And we'll run into people, and it's family. It's not just like we're not passing ships in the night. Do you know Jesus? You trusted him?
Have you trusted him? Have you become a part of the family of God? We exist at the Encouraging Word because God has changed us so radically from the inside out by this great truth that he loves you and he wants you to be a part of his family. He wants to adopt us into his family as children of God. It's life-changing. He wants to give us a purpose and give you a purpose. He wants to give us a place in the family, give you a place in the family. Let us speak with you. Let us pray with you. We'd love to answer questions if the Lord has stirred those up in the teachings of Dr. Wilton today, or perhaps just to pray with you. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-WORD. 1-800-899-9673. And we would love to spend some time right now on the phone with you, praying with you, maybe helping you connect with some free resources that will help you grow in your faith in Christ. But you know, it all starts with a single, solitary choice. Not just to know about Jesus. That's what Dr. Don asked a while ago. Do you know Jesus? I knew about him for many years. But when I began to know him, I gave my heart to Christ. Life has never been the same. Take a minute and hear these most important thoughts from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilson.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that he died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ.
Now, if you've given your heart to Jesus Christ, we've had some wonderful free resources we want to put in your hands. We'd love to be a part of helping you grow in your next steps, not only of finding your way as a follower of Christ, but finding your way into the large C church, not just my church or this church or that church you drove by just the other day, but the idea of plugging into the body of Christ and knowing that you have a place, you have an opportunity to serve and to love and to be served and loved in the family of God. One of the things that we really enjoy doing, Jim and Michelle on our teams behind the scenes are passionate about helping you find a local church family, a church family where you need to give and you need to be involved in financially. And, you know, beyond that local fellowship, though, there's also opportunities for you to get involved in ministries like this one with your offerings over and above the tithe. And if you're interested in knowing more about what that is, what it is to be an encourager to the encouraging word, here's Liz with the details.
We are in a critical time in our nation. Religious freedom in America is under an ever-increasing attack like never before. We cannot close our eyes and ears to what is going on in our world. Did you know that one person can make all the difference in the world for someone who is channel surfing, unknowingly looking for truth? You can be that one person by becoming an Encourager ministry partner. We all have unsaved friends, loved ones, and people we don't even know all around us that need to hear the gospel. Together, we can do much to impact the world for Jesus Christ. Make a commitment to help spread the gospel in 2020. Call us at 866-899-WORD to request an Encourager brochure today. We would love to have you partner with us. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Again, our time is gone for today, but we're connecting 24 hours a day on our website at tewonline.org. Three simple letters, T-E-W, then the word online.org. We'd love to connect with you and connect with great resources that will help you grow in your faith. Now, tomorrow, Dr. Wilson's message is called He Will Be Great. Greatness is something that's tossed around a great deal in our society, but when we get a perspective on it from God's perspective, it'll change the way we think. Again, I hope you'll join us tomorrow for more of The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilson.